to the Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome, everybody, to the Unapologetically Me podcast. This is episode number 5, and my name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And as always, if you have questions or comments or feedback that you'd like to give me, I would encourage you to do that by sending me an email to info@coachian.com, or you can find me on my website at www.coachingdeconstructed.com. And today I want to talk about finding your path, because only you can know where you need to go and what you need to do the way that you need to do it. Nobody else. And the reason I want to talk to you about this today is I recently heard a Esther Hicks video or audio on YouTube. And actually the reason, if you're ever stuck, just as an aside, if you're ever stuck and need some support and some guidance as to maybe how to look at your situation differently, where you're challenged and you have no one to talk to in that particular moment, just type in Esther Hicks and a few keywords to the topic or the challenge that you're having. And I would be surprised if you didn't find some support and guidance as to maybe how to approach your thinking on your challenge or situation. I use her constantly for inspiration and ideas as to how I can improve what I'm thinking about and what I'm trying to create in my life. Anyways, back to the topic. So I was listening to this Esther Hicks recording, and she's talking about interventions, and that the meaning or the reason why that we have interventions are to help someone who's troubled. Maybe it could be a drug intervention, could be a financial intervention, could be a relationship intervention of some sort. But these interventions are flawed, because these interventions are designed to help the majority of the people be okay, not the individual themselves. Just think about this. So you've got 10 people who want this one person to change their behaviors and attitudes so that they are in a better place. But that is, but from your perspective, that's a better place for them. So it's actually to help you feel better about yourself. And I'm not saying that interventions aren't well-intentioned. I think they are. I think they're put there as the best idea that we have to try to help somebody through a challenging situation. But it takes a lot of gall to think that we have the path for somebody else to fix their problem. Because what if that's the challenge in their life that they need to resolve for themselves so that they move down the path that they were here to accomplish? Why would we rob somebody from that learning? And the reason I'm talking about this, because when I heard this concept that was mentioned by Esther, I immediately thought of some personal situations of my own, thinking that by trying to help the people closest in my life who are struggling with something, that my idea will make it better. But it doesn't work that way. We have to trust that the other person has everything at their disposal inside of themselves, the best answers, the best wisdom, the best guidance for them to complete their journey. And this was especially touching to me because I'm a coach. I'm someone who wants to help people to achieve success in their life, to take the leap, to do great things, to be of service, to live a life that's exciting and happy and fulfilling. But I have to trust that I'm not the one with the answers. I'm there to provide clarity and perspective and maybe some options as ideas. But I have to leave it in their hands for them to take the best action for themselves. They're the one who has to take the steps to move in a direction for themselves. They need to want it. Because if they don't want it, they're not going to move in the direction yet. And sometimes it takes bumping our head up against the wall many, many times before we decide to do something different. I know I was like this. If I'm just thinking about my relationship history, I had to bump my head up against a lot of girls for me to figure out why I was going after relationship after relationship after relationship. It took me a long time to figure out that I was really, really uncomfortable being alone. And that I chased a new relationship in order to not feel that anymore. It felt better. And when things got rough, it would end, and I would rush into another relationship. I needed to bump my head up against a lot of walls, a lot of girls, to figure that out. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm not saying this to say that, you know, I was some sort of, you know, lady killer or ladies man or whatever. But what I mean is that I needed to find my way. I needed to have those challenges. I needed to have those bumps in the road in order for me to start looking at myself, for me to start approaching things differently, to understand myself better, to understand my triggers, to understand what was motivating me, to understand that I was in control and that I was the best person to make these decisions for myself. But if somebody else had given me the path, I don't know if it would have worked. I'm sure it wouldn't have. I'm sure I would have rebelled. It's just like now in my coaching business, taking these marketing programs and that kind of thing, going through the process of, you know, trusting somebody else that they have the magic bullet for my success in my business, and going through multiple programs like that and starting them and getting through a few weeks and then stopping. Because it's their way. It's not my way. Not saying that there's not a lot of great information in those courses or programs, but it wasn't my way. And that's what we have to find for ourselves. We have to find our own way to motivate ourselves, to get inspired, to do what we want to do what we love to do, to know what triggers us, what sets us off, to follow our own intuition and our gut. We have to start trusting in our own intuition, our own guidance, and to move towards what we love to do or what we want to do. But nobody can tell us how to do it, when to do it, and what direction we need to go in. That's for the individual to decide. And that's actually why I love coaching, because in its truest state, at least from where I come from, and the training that I've had, it's about trusting the other person has it inside of themselves. So I want you to relate this information back to you. And notice in your life Where are you trying to fix somebody else's problem? Where are you inserting your advice in order to help somebody else, you know, get through something? But what's your motivation behind it? Is it so that you believe that, you know, you've done everything as a parent or as a friend to help somebody feel better? Or is it going to make you feel better that they get out of that situation? I just want you to be really clear with your intentions, because I would hazard a guess that it's more about you feeling better than them. Because if you truly knew the journey that they were here to experience, you would know that it's not for you to solve. So what you can do is meet somebody where they are, to provide a sounding board for that person, to help them get clear on what they want to do so that they can make the decision for themselves. That's got to be the most loving thing that you can do for somebody. So if you're interested in discovering potentially what that is for you, not having some cookie cutter approach to success, because it doesn't exist. I mean, it's always about your journey, what you're challenged with, and then how are you going to overcome those challenges? You will have the best answers for yourself. But what I can do for you is to help provide that space. I can help hold that container for you so that you can empty your head, empty your thoughts into that container, and then pick up the piece that you want to work on and then move towards your version and vision of that result. There is no one-size-fits-all to success, because we're all different. We all have our own unique challenges and circumstances. But I trust that you have the answers for yourself. So if you're interested in working with me or having a discovery call with me, you can head on over to coachingdeconstructed.com. On my homepage, I have a button where you can schedule a discovery call. And in that call, we'll have a conversation about, well, first we'll get to know each other a little bit. We'll talk about what you want to achieve, what your challenges are, if you know them. And then I'll tell you a little bit about what I do and how I do it and how I see my part in helping somebody in achieving the results they're looking for. And then we'll see if we're a good fit to work with one another. There needs to be a synergy in the way that we interact with one another for me to know if I would be of service to you, and you would have to feel the same thing. I don't take everybody on. And I'd like to see, I'm open to having a conversation with you to see if it's a good fit. It's not a sales call. I won't be pushing anything, but I would make an offer. And if that is of interest to you, I'm happy to have a conversation with you. There's one more thing I'd like to add in here with regard to advice giving and thinking that we have the answer for somebody else, is that when each of us have grown up, we've grown up with a set of beliefs, basically thoughts that we've been thinking for a really long time, that may not actually be true. Or they're thoughts that have been, or beliefs that have been based on what we've been taught from our parents, what we should be afraid of, and what where we should spend our time and energy, and why we should do those things. So if we give advice based on our own, let's say, limiting beliefs or our own fears or our own perceptions of what is true, we might be giving really bad advice. Because we're projecting our own fears and limitations into the advice that we're giving somebody else on how to live their life. So we need to be really careful not to project that we know where somebody should go and what they should do and how they should do it. Because that's how we might attack their problem, but it's not our problem to attack. Just another thing to consider before you hop on the advice-giving bandwagon. It's such an interesting topic to me. Because I've got so many, you know, family and friends who are in situations where you just want them to feel better. You want them to be in an okay place. You want them to be happy. But again, it's not your journey to have. So as always, I'd encourage you to send me questions, send me comments. What has this podcast in particular incited in you? What questions has it arisen in you, or awarenesses, or ahas? I'd love to hear what's resonating with you, what's challenging you. And with those questions, I can create some really unique content that will be tailored to your questions. So send those on over to info@coachian.com. And I'd also welcome if you, and would be honored, if you would write a review on the iTunes podcast. It'll change my ranking, it'll move me up, and it'll get me more exposure, and I'd be grateful for that taking place. So until next time, everybody, have a great week or so, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.